Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, they call me the Queen of Predictable Sales Results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guests, we have two of them. Their zones of genius are each a little bit different, but fully complement each other. Now, one's zone of genius is her ability to relate to and listen to teens and tweens. She's known as a teen whisperer. And the other, her ability is to visualize a more purposeful life so that young people can achieve more success and happiness. So I'm super excited to introduce a mother-daughter team, Claudia Mead McBride and Addie Rausch. Now, Claudia Mead McBride is author and founder of Life Skills for Confidence. Now, she's a retired realtor, developer, and builder. She's also a poet and philanthropist who has written articles for local Arizona publications, as well as being a medium. Now, she writes lessons for tweens and teens so they can grow into successful young adults by helping them understand why they want to choose to become young ladies and young gentlemen. Now, after moving to the Phoenix area near their daughter, Addie Rausch, and her family, Addie discovered the lessons and talked her mother into putting them online. Now, Addie's skills in organization and sales, her IT computer background, and her enthusiasm has made her the perfect person to become the producer and mentor for the young people that she cares so much about. So she quit her corporate job and career and joined forces with her mom. Well, welcome, Claudia and Addie. I am so excited to have you as my guests today.
Wonderful. Wow, Wendy, thank you so much. We're really excited to be on your show. And we just love it that you're taking some time to take a look at our journey. Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I've got to tell you, I just love how you're helping. Such an important component of our society, the tweens and the teens, helping them really to gain that critical connection with who they really are and how they can create more successful lives that they ultimately love and find meaning in. So I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Well, thank you very much. And we're always ready to share. Without a doubt, we have a large volume with teens who are, we're always going to have teens, and we want to see them come out with more confidence and with better leadership skills.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's so important and such a critical component of our society to be supporting. And I'm curious here, Claudia, I'll start with you. Exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to, I would say, I guess, come back out of retirement and start this coaching practice and this business?
Ha! Well, you said it just right. I did get pulled out of retirement, and it was mostly because my daughter Addie, who was helping me teach live classes on the weekend to teens, she prompted me to put the lessons online. This was difficult for me because I thought that they couldn't really be torn up. But then when I started looking at them in 10-minute or 15-minute segments, I could see that they really were more meaningful, and that the point that we were getting to show the teens was actually a little bit more understandable in smaller pieces. So Yeah, she quit her executive job. And when we decided that we would be the perfect combination, mother and daughter, helping to bring the program to the young people here in America.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I love that. So it sounds like you were doing this work already as part of your, you know, retirement activities on the weekend, yeah. Right? Okay.
Well, I do. I'm a writer, and I was writing the lessons for my grandchildren, and I just kind of put them in the desk and left them there. But then when I got to town, I thought, well, we'll get some of the teens together and see what we can have, see if we can have some fun. And that's what I did until it was a bigger job than I could handle by myself.
Okay. Oh, that's great. I love that. You know, carrying the wisdom of your life experiences forward. So now, yeah. Addie, it sounds like you took a pretty strong right turn from a career path along the IT computer, maybe even a little bit of sales, to join forces with your mom. Can you talk a little about what prompted you to do that?
Absolutely. So I was working at one of the largest healthcare facilities. I had a team of 20. I enjoyed my job, actually. I was helping them create this major database. But on the weekends, mom talked me into helping her teach her in-person charm school. So I would go and help her load all of this stuff into the community room. And then we would have teens and tweens join us and teach them in person, teaching them everything from etiquette, social skills, mindfulness, inner strength, life skill tips, and then of course, etiquette. So I was helping her on the weekends and I was going home telling my husband, like, I love this. You know, I was just so excited about it. And I was telling everybody how excited and how awesome. I wasn't exactly sure what the love was. So I was almost confusing it for a little while going, I want to be a teacher. But then I'm like, no, I don't want to be a teacher. I want to teach this.
Wow. So it really ignited this maybe smoldering ember within you that was
wanting
to share this same methodology. I'm guessing this is a lot of the values and the, you know, mindset and core beliefs that you were brought up with, since this is your mom, right, Claudia? Yeah. And so just it resonated with not just being a teacher and helping in that regard, but really carrying forward this great wisdom that you brought up in. So
it helped me to realize as well those things that I thought were my own ideas, but were actually, like you said, core beliefs and things that I had been taught that have really helped me in the business world and in my personal life succeed. So I saw all of the things that she had taught me in my life written down in a program, and that I would be able to duplicate that and help others to become successful as well. And confident.
Right. Yeah. So that I can see how that really sparked the passion within you, because you've been walking the talk, right?
Exactly. You've
been living it, you know, on a daily basis. So yeah, I love that. So Claudia, how long have you had this business, and has your mission or vision evolved since you began?
Well, you know, I've always been kind of an entrepreneur. Most of my life, has been, you know, involved with helping others. In my early 20s, I traveled all over the world as a chartered airline stewardess and saw the hardships other countries were experiencing. I eventually settled down. And one of the first businesses I helped build was with Addie's dad, called Atlasta Solar Company. During my years as a realtor, I created River City Singles, and that was a singles group for folks 55 plus. And that was very successful, and they're still going and loving it. But, you know, most of the businesses that I worked with, you know, I was able to bring in organizations like the Habitat for Humanity, where we were building houses for them and set up a repurposed store, and United Food Bank here in Fort Apache when we got here to town, where the folks could get some food up there. And we had a lot of fun with the folks up there volunteering. So, yeah, I've enjoyed seeing lots of different kinds of business visions.
Right. Yeah. So it sounds like being creative, always bringing value, and, you know, helping people in a lot of different ways has run through your mindset and your purpose for many, many years. It sounds like you were writing lessons that you were sharing with your grandkids at first, and then you took that more to the community in terms of meeting on the weekend with some of the older kids. So it sounds like, you know, your vision with this particular focus has been pretty much the same since you started, only you've just branched out beyond your grandkids.
It was totally a surprise. I was really thrilled that I wasn't able to share it with my grandkids. They weren't around. And so this is why I wrote them out.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see. And but he didn't stop there. You took it to the community.
Right. Well, and thanks, Daddy. Well, I guess I did too with a few kids.
And now our vision is to continue developing a community for teenagers to learn about themselves and gain the skills that they need to navigate their space. So our mission is to encourage them to embrace their unique personality and play it forward with their personal goals to become the person that they envision. We trust that this will help them increase their self-confidence because we've seen it done time and time again.
Right. Yeah, that is fantastic. Definitely a very inspirational, you know, mission and much needed in terms of helping that age sector to really gain that identity with what it is about them that is unique. And, you know, it really makes a big difference in society as well as grounded with such important values and beliefs. So now I'm curious, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building this specific business?
Yes. Well, you know, there were major challenges when we first started. We just like looked at one another and says, okay, well, let's put on our cowgirl hats and roll up our sleeves. And let's just dive right into many areas where we had no idea what to do. We had no idea how we were going to figure out the many things that we needed, on our own. An important consideration was like which products that we would use. Addie, do you want to take that one?
Sure. So we started with Dropbox and OneNote, and we got good help from PowerDirector 365 for video editing, Kartra for emails and membership, Canva for graphics. And since our lessons needed pictures to hold the attention of our viewers, we went to Pixels and Digital Juice for illustrations and music, and we liked all of the affordable products. We began experimenting and buying equipment, setting up our recording studio. When we record now, we record in a naturally lit area with a good microphone, good backgrounds, and we ultimately decided that my iPhone was the best camera. So a big challenge.
Plugged an iPhone there.
I know, right?
Okay. My Android works too.
Smartphone.
Thank goodness you have such a solid IT background, right, Addie?
Totally. Yes, exactly. It has definitely been beneficial.
Yes.
The big job that she liked to do was to cut up and the different recordings. So we record something over and over, and then she'd take those clips and the best ones and put a video together and then add the music, and we would work together come up with a good finished 10 to 15 minute video that we both liked.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I do love doing the video editing. I nerd out when it comes to the software part and adding the music and getting the pictures just right and getting the recording. Like mom said, oftentimes we'll record multiple times and then we'll take the best recording and we'll pop that into the video. So then we would have, like mom said, 10 to 15 minute videos. So then our next problem, of course, after we figured out how to create the videos and where to put them, because that was our first, our second problem was marketing, where to spend the money while learning more about the production and networking and all the different types of ways to market an online course.
Right.
So as well as
that can be, that's overwhelming.
Oh, yes, totally. I mean, because we have the product, we did our beta testing, we have the results, we have testimonials through the roof. The parents of our teens are seeing great connections between them and their kids. So now the next problem was how do we get it to the public?
Mm-hmm. Right. Getting out there, being seen and heard, and being influential. So we aren't born with these skills nor this toolbox, right? So these are all things that you've had to just kind of roll up your sleeves, or like you said, just jump on the horse and run with it and learn as you go. It sounds like, you know, the process of just refining and trying a few things that you could tweak and maybe improve or replace has just been an ongoing adventure. We'll put it that way. Yeah. And this leads me, you know, marketing, they go hand in hand with sales. And obviously, you know, you guys are experts at helping kids really discover those important values that will not only support them as young adults, but on their pathway to becoming successful adults. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Well, you know, sales is my thing. So I wrote an article that's in our website called The Art of Persuasion or The 5 Steps to Sales. And I think it's really a good article. It makes it clear that we are each salespeople in our own lives, being kind while persuading others to our way of thinking and doing, and it begins at a very early age. I love writing the sales part of our marketing. In fact, our whole program is selling the young people on why they want to become young ladies and young gentlemen, showing them that this will make them happier, helping them get their way. However, being aware of doing it in a sensitive and sensible way. So, you know, sales is persuading someone to look at it from a different point of view, helping them to consider the attributes and make a good sound decision because you want to influence them to your product, but it's not manipulation. Control and manipulation is not needed. When you have a good product, others will want what you have to offer, but it takes time and you have to keep repeating your contact with them, I think.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So do you have any challenges or frustrations with this aspect of it? Or are you applying that in a way that is serving building your business as well as helping the parents and the kids really consume the content?
Well, you know, writing is definitely one of the more challenging parts of, I think, anybody's job. You have to do the research and revising and editing. And the outcome is that you get a feeling of joy when you've gotten what you want to accomplish. You know, I had these etiquette lessons here already written out, but it took years. I had worked on it for 5 or 6 years before I moved to Phoenix and joined forces with Addie. So I think that the most challenging parts to it would be, you know, to find your audience, to be able to find ways to get the word out. And that's what we're working on right now. We're a pretty new company, just a couple of years at the very most.
Well, actually, we've been doing this for 6 years together. My daughter is 6 and I was 6 months pregnant when I started working with her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's true. It has been. Time flies.
So right. When it comes to, you know, marketing, it goes hand in hand with sales, really, because marketing is bringing your business out in front of your potential clients, right? It's creating that awareness so that you're seen and you're heard. And that is the beginning of the journey of your potential clients, is that's their on-ramp. And then, you know, your marketing efforts transition at some point into, you know, either a yes to your program or a yes to a free consultation, or, you know, that pivotal conversion point where it changes from just simply being a message that creates awareness to an action. So is that an area that is bringing you any challenges in changing from just market awareness to taking action?
I'm thinking about what you're saying here because, you know, starting off with your email list and then going into your Facebook business page, and then the next thing you know, you find YouTube's handy. And so you start putting things on YouTube. And, you know, I mean, we've built up a fairly good business page on ads for Facebook, but we've also gotten a presence in Pinterest where, you know, they will refer the parents and the teens to our website. And, you know, so, and then Addie just recently started Instagram. So there's, you know, besides the networking groups that have brought us a lot of progress and a lot of our majority of our sales. There's a lot of ways that, you know, we are still struggling to figure out to, you know, how to reach others. I mean, I think an affiliate program might be a consideration. You know, there's the schools have these academies and things that we can talk about our programs with them. So yeah, it's definitely a challenge.
But yeah, I would agree exactly with what Wendy said too, which was the message conversion. So converting it from the message to get the yes, either to our program or to the freebie, and then converting that to new students and happy yeah. families.
Right. Yeah. Because a lot of time and effort can be spent in creating content and putting out free content and posting on social media. I mean, you can literally spend a full time, you know, the equivalent of a full time job and simply doing that and creating content and posting and networking. And, you know, of course, being your advocate on conversions, because we don't want you just becoming full-time marketers. We want you to have the opportunity to serve as many, you know, kids and parents as possible. So there's a component in there where you take your, you know, your market awareness and you convert it into a client. And so, you know, that critical component of conversion, it comes down to the offer. Right? The offer is the opportunity for somebody to take that next step with you. Okay. So you've networked with them, you've met them, and you've, you know, you've talked and learned about the fact that, oh yeah, they have kids. And well, how are your kids doing? Are they, you're discovering what's going on for them and what the pathway has been. And then, okay. So how do you take that conversation into the next step? Either the next step being, hey, would you be interested in joining our program or our membership, or, you know, somehow it's an offer. And so the key to having a successful offer is really understanding exactly what the most critical frustration or challenge or pain point, if you will, that your potential client is having. Now, it sounds to me like your potential client is actually the parent.
Yep, very likely, most of the time.
So, so the parent, what, you know, you have two roles here. One is to earn the business and align your offer with the parent's ideals for their child. And the other then secondary thing is to then enroll the child in engaging in the material as you've created and what the benefit is for them, right? Because it's all about what's the benefit of taking this next step or doing this action. And so the key here that I wanted to share with you is to create your offer in a way that meets your potential client where they're at with what their top challenges and fears and frustrations and worries are, positioning what you're offering them as the solution, you know, to really what they're looking for. And obviously sharing what your bigger philosophy and approach is super important, because that alignment and that buy-in, if you will, to your methodology or your philosophy is always critical. But the key to having that conversation convert into the next step is simply presenting an offer that solves what really is their real life top of mind challenge.
And when I understand what you're saying. I can see that.
At positioning. So it's not persuading. It's just simply an opportunity for them to step into. I look at it more as inspired action versus persuasion or convincing. It's really alignment. And, you know, they see that, wow, I'm struggling with this. And Claudia and Addie have this amazing program that really helps me to solve that, because it does this for my child and the outcome is that. So it's that alignment with
that
what
connection.
They're really, So hopefully that helps with all the marketing and the outreach efforts. Cause I know that, like I said, is really time consuming, and it's always good to, you know, have a return on your investment. And again, I'm your champion in terms of getting, you know, the efforts turned into, you know, where you're really making that bigger impact, because we can only make so much of an impact through the free content. It's really, bringing your wisdom and expertise into the children's world, basically through your program. So, and speaking of, you know, their world, you know, we've just kind of been through a huge shift in most everybody's world. And that's because of the pandemic. You know, it has really impacted so many different aspects, from health and wellness to, you know, just our routines being upended. And for many of us, you know, it's given lots of opportunities for, you know, introspection and just, you know, getting off of the conveyor belt of life and realizing that, wait a second, are my values aligned? Am I really living a life of happiness and fulfillment? So I'm just curious, you know, understanding the work that you do, has a pandemic had any impact on you and in your business that you're bringing forward?
Absolutely. So the pandemic was an interesting time because everyone did have an opportunity to do the introspective work and say, what are my goals? What are my priorities really? But mom and I had already kind of done that. You know, we are already aligned with our passion project, helping teenagers. So the pandemic for us looked a little bit different. At the time, prior to the pandemic, we were recording our videos where the teenagers were demonstrating the different elements of what we were recording: social etiquette, carrying on a conversation, greetings and good manners, setting the table, eating European style, being active, improving their mind, body, and self. So we had teenagers that we were recording so that we could put them in the videos to demonstrate these activities. When COVID hit, obviously, we were not able to have those models anymore. So we decided to go ahead and start putting together the program. So it was 20 to 24 lessons is what our program ended up being. And we decided to start marketing it. The other thing that came as a result of COVID, not just our video lessons being created and us starting to market them and kind of being ahead of the curve as well with the videos online, but we also added a super cool Zoom. Right. It's so cool.
Right, you're working with tweens and teens. So super cool is it, you know?
Cool, exactly. So it's actually a teen social hour. So the teen social hour, the teenagers join on Zoom with us and we watch one of our teen empowerment lessons. And then we talk about their takeaways and they get to learn from each other based on the curriculum of the lesson. So that's been really fun. And it's also given them an opportunity to practice the things that they're learning, as well as to practice introducing themselves and express their interests.
Right. Yeah. No, that sounds really impactful. And obviously with all the social distancing and the schools being remote, so this has really provided a great opportunity for kids to connect with each other, build a community, as well as learn some valuable information to help them really gain some powerful insights. So yeah, I love it.
And to align themselves with like-minded people as well throughout the United mm-hmm. States. So we have teenagers from Florida and Indiana, Kansas, Oregon, Texas. A lot of them, of course, are from Arizona because that's where we do a majority of our networking. But we also have students from Colorado and they all join and hang out together. And it's kind of they're taking it on as their thing, you know?
And it gives them some relief from the isolation that they've been going through.
Yeah. No, it sounds like it's a great, great opportunity. Lots of value there that you're providing. So, well, Claudia and Eddie.
Super cool.
Yeah, super cool. I'm down with that. So how do you work? Can you share a little bit more insights here? How do you work with kids, teens, and young adults who want to, you know, embrace their uniqueness and really tap into their zones of genius, if you will, and become successful, happy, well-adjusted, and resilient young adults? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Well, no, it's really exciting because our website does help a lot. You know, we would love the feedback from the listeners. Any questions or ideas that they have would be really valuable. Our website is lifeskillsforconfidence.com. And you can see free resources like our Teen Stress to Calm quiz and guide, and a link for the Teen Social Hour that Addie works, and then the Teen Success Questionnaire, positive suggestions that they can use. So, you know, that empowerment course is, you know, only $297. I think that's an amazing price myself for all of the lessons and some extra instructional videos on dance and breathing and how to use a French knife and just fun things. Mm-hmm. Plus there's downloads that they can print out and messages that they can hang on the board or celebrate life picture they can paint or color. But there's a workbook too that has questions for each of the lessons. So the parents could even pick out a question or two and kind of engage, sit down with them and engage in a conversation about, you know, some of those questions. And then there's challenges and games. Plus, we really encourage the teens to write a journal. It's optional, but gosh, we give them some real good ideas about what's available.
So like Mom's saying, we have tons and tons of resources that we have proven to be good options for the teenagers. But to the question, how we work with teens and tweens, is it's all on their iPhones and their devices. Mm-hmm. So they jump onto the teen empowerment course via their phone. They watch one lesson, 10 to 15 minutes a day. We suggest maybe 4 times a week. They get the entire teen empowerment in 6 weeks. And as a result of that, we have seen incredible changes in students' lives. We've also seen incredible changes in the lives of the parent and the teenager as well. Some of our teenagers have gone on to start blogs. One of them started their own business. We've had younger students testing video games. We've had one student who came to us so shy, wouldn't show her face at all on Zoom, is now kind of speaking up for herself, showing her face more. You can mm-hmm. see that she is obviously more confident.
Right.
Also, the parents have let us know that the teenagers are doing their chores without them asking.
Wow.
Because they're taking more initiative. Mm-hmm. I know I said that very slowly because it is a very important one.
That's a big thing for a
right?
teen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
they receive a certificate of achievement and a letter of recommendation. So I think those are really added bonuses for the kids. If they get the lessons done, then they can use that for their future resumes or for college. Periodically, we'll do some other bonuses like an Amazon gift card if they finish, because figuring out how to motivate them, you know, or maybe the mom will say, I'll take you on a special occasion, a special, you know, excursion or date and do mm-hmm. something special for them. So we try to look at what each kid's kind of motivated by, but we loved that when they finish up that they do get a certificate of achievement.
Right. Yeah. No, it sounds like it's a really robust course that you're offering that it really covers everything from how to tap into your own physical qualities and strengths, mm-hmm. all the way to how to, I think you said a French butter knife or something, a French
knife. Yeah, which eating your hand style.
I don't know how to, even what a French knife looks like. So
yeah, chopping with French
knife. Do you have
knife.
To be a teen or tween to take your course? Maybe I should do that.
No, by all means, watch that. It's so much fun to learn. We're teaching.
So, all right, so your website is lifeskillsforconfidence.com. Correct. And sounds like there's some great resources available simply through your website, as well as obviously the empowerment course that you're offering.
Absolutely. And now, if they go to lifeskillsforconfidence.com/free resources,
okay,
they can sign up for a series of emails that's going to kind of help them see some of the great free resources we do have. So we've got, like Mom said, the Stress to Calm quiz and guide that has helped teens kind of realize what they're stressing and then work through that to find their inner calm. We also have the positive suggestions, which have been fun for the parents to cut and paste all over their houses so that they're filling the teenagers' or tweens' minds with positivity.
Yeah, and I was thinking of something else.
LifeskillsForConfidence.com/free resources.
Okay, perfect. And so that will give them the opportunity to sign up for the ongoing newsletter. Okay.
And if they do sign up their email, Addie has great inspiring quotes and just little clips and things that really lift up your day. So a lot of our families don't have any teens, but they still hang in there with us. Yeah. They're always kind of looking forward to our
wisdom is wisdom, regardless, right, of your age. So that's great.
Positive stuff. Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. Well, Claudia and Addie, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here through our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building this business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Boy, my heart goes out to them. You know, you do need some business skills and you need some useful programs like we've mentioned. And you have to have perseverance. But, you know, to me, what you need the most is passion. I think a drive to make your dreams come true, a determination to find the path to success, and the steps that you need to make to bring it to fruition. Resilience is what Addie says, to ride the roller coaster
Resilience,
that's it. Ride the roller coaster. So, we had, you know, no idea when we started off that it was going to be sometimes scary and lonely, and that was the path that we chose. But, you know, it all boils down to the fact that we're going to be able to see good results in the long run. And we just have to hang in there and would encourage anyone else that it starts off on this path that they know that they're going to build a good, strong program and team and find good direction just by experience. It's like, you know, what we used to think was a big deal is no longer a big deal, but now we got new big deals.
Mm-hmm. Right. The further you go, the further you see. So
there you go.
Yeah, no, I love that. So passion and resilience, tenacity, just, you know, finding that fuel and that fire and riding the roller coaster. So yeah, that's very powerful and definitely words of wisdom that I'm sure will inspire a lot of people that need to hear that. So thank you so much for sharing that. And you know, Claudia and Addie, it's just been so great, like I said, hearing about your journeys. Claudia, from retirement and writing words of wisdom for your grandkids, and Addie from, you know, your career path within the healthcare industry as a very integral part of the tech department, sounds like, to now this impactful work you're both doing, teaming up in this work, supporting tweens and teens as they seek to embrace their uniqueness and help them build their confidence and learn valuable skills that will help them become successful, not only in their current lives, but on as they continue growing and developing into well-adjusted, stable, successful adults. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being guests on my show today.
Mm-hmm. It's been wonderful, Wendy. Thank you. You're so gracious. And we just love that your mission is so in line with so many of the needs that we have in our community now, including, you know, programs like ours. I'm really thrilled that you have this podcast.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Claudia and Addie through their website. That is lifeskillsforconfidence.com. And be sure to go to the /free resources, right? That's where they can access your, you know, sign up for your newsletter and get on more of a ongoing communication with you. As well as obviously through lifeskillsforconfidence.com, you can find out a lot more about this great work that they're doing and the empowerment course that they offer. So, all right, fantastic. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of compassionate selling, where you fully supported your potential client's decision-making process by activating the 4 psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients at each step of their journey with you? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Claudia Mean McBride and Addie Rausch. And as always, here's to your success.